There was this pile of stuff here.
Yeah, in my pocket.
In your pocket?
Those are my things that I keep in my pocket.
Okay. That would be, those are the things that I keep in my pocket would be a good name for a book.
I was going to say like a song.
Test your stairs because I moved them. Alright. What's that knocking? I thought I loosened something in the bed. Like,
no.
I'm gonna hear it crumble.
My entire bed is just gonna explode.
All the sides are gonna flop out and you're gonna be just lying. And you won't wake up though.
No.
You would still be asleep.
I'll still be sleeping.
Yeah, that's. So, what color? I was going to finish that by saying, is your parachute?
Why?
It's a leadership book. It's the name of a leadership book, management
so
book. What color is your parachute? I was going to ask you, actually, what color are you going to paint your room when we get to that point?
Purple. Like light purple, like lilac, lavender purple.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's my favorite color. Any kind of purple.
I thought you would go with a blue or a green.
Nah. Like, not like the pinky
no,
one.
No, this
like that.
Purple.
Yeah, no. You know that. Have you ever seen the purple lipstick that I had?
No.
Like the really, really pale one. But it, okay, so just imagine a really, really pale purple. And like muted almost, so that it's like a flat, like pale lavender.
Okay.
That's the color that I want.
Alright. We'll have to look.
Yeah. Should look at my ceiling for.
The what?
What are you looking at my ceiling for?
I was checking out the ceiling because I wanted to make sure that it was white. We may have to paint the ceiling. I don't think we do.
White?
Yeah. Nah, it looks like it's done.
Yeah, the ceiling's fine.
Yeah, I actually did a pretty good job when I first painted this.
You painted my ceiling?
No, I painted the walls, but I didn't get any paint on the ceiling, which is...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know.
Like my ceiling is like shiny, and then my walls are all matte.
Yeah, we didn't get a high gloss.
Yeah.
We probably should have. It would have been easier to clean.
Which one looks better?
I don't know that shiny walls are a way to go ever. Mostly because we're not in 1970.
Oh, but I'd like to.
Yeah, it'd be all kinds of glare.
Oh, I like that song.
No, that song. Alright. So, as you look around, doesn't it feel better to look around?
It feels the same.
It can't.
It feels exactly the same.
It can't possibly feel exactly the same.
It feels exactly the same.
There has to be some weight lifted off you.
No
you have
change.
To feel somewhat relieved to look
if
around
anything,
and realize.
I feel less comfortable.
Yeah, that's just not even true.
That's not a joke.
I didn't say it
I'm
was a
serious.
Joke. I said it was a lie.
It's not a lie either. Because when I'm... This is going to sound horrible. When I'm closed in all of my clutter and mess, I feel secure. I do, because everything's closer together.
You realize that they're gonna play this tape in 15 years when you're on the show, and they're removing boxes and boxes of
okay.
magazines and candy
I don't
wrappers.
Keep magazines. I throw away.
But by then you will. But by then, in fact, just me saying that right now, gave you the idea to start hoarding magazines?
Just to spite you.
Just to spite me.
I'm not gonna get and that bad.
And
I
it's
mean,
gonna, and I've, it's gonna come up in that episode. Mom, because you'll have kids by then. Mom, where did you get all these magazines? It's Grandpa's fault. Grandpa told me. And then they're going to whip this tape out and they're going to say, this is when it started.
This is when it started way before this.
When the 13-year-old girl.
I've accepted the fact that I'm, that I...
That you're a closet hoarder?
That I'm... If I've accepted it, then I'm not a closet hoarder. I am a minor hoarder.
Yeah.
Minor as in under 18, and minor as in small, and minor as in I dig for coal.
Nice. Okay. Well, we'll keep all of those things in mind we send you off to the loony bin.
It's off to work we go.
So, I don't think they were coal miners.
They were diamond miners. Yeah. Well, didn't coal, diamond. If you press coal enough, then it becomes a diamond.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
And pressure.
Yeah. And lots of heat and pressure.
In time.
Yeah.
Although Superman created a diamond out of a lump of coal. In the movie. And he was gonna.
It's also a movie.
He was gonna propose to Lois Lane when he finally. He took a piece of coal and he grabbed it in his hand, and of course he squeezed it and he used his heat vision and heated it up super hot, and then he squished it with his hand, and then he opened his hand and it was a diamond.
Was it like a perfectly chiseled diamond?
Oh, of course it was. It was exactly the way you'd buy it in a costume shop.
Not like it would be all lumpy. It would be all perfectly chiseled.
Yeah.
I wish that I had heat vision.
He also spun the earth around backwards.
Yeah.
And made time go backwards.
Because not quite sure how that works.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way the physics works.
Not really.
Yeah.
He's also a fictional superhero.
Whatever.
Okay, quick question.
Okay.
Any superpower besides flying and invisibility?
Power to read minds.
Really?
I'd want a dual power.
You can't have a dual power.
It's two-way communication. I would want two-way mental telepathy. I would want to be able to
send messages like in someone else's mind.
Say things in people's minds so that they could hear me in their mind.
Would they know it's you, or would it just be like, this is your conscience?
I've given that a lot of thought.
Maybe you could switch it.
Know that it was me. They would think that I was saying it out loud, but I would have the ability, like I could be in the same room with them, and I could be looking right at them and say in my head, you're a moron, but my lips would be closed so that they would be thinking that I would be saying that or thinking that about them. Does that make sense?
Because
they would be thinking to themselves, "What, he actually just said that to me. He just called me a moron." But then did you hear that? Did you see him? He just called me a moron. He's telling me over and over, "You're a moron. You're a moron. You're a moron." He's telling you don't hear that? Nobody else.
Is that the only reason you do that? That's your only superpower, just making people think they're crazy. Nobody would be friends with you.
Well, in order to illustrate the point, it has to come out like that. Like, I would be looking to make people crazy, but that wouldn't be the intent.
What would the intent be?
The intent would be to be able to control people without them knowing that it was me.
But
it would come off like their idea. They would say to themselves, they would justify it by saying, like, oh, Rick would really think this is a good idea.
So if you had the power to me, you could be like, you should clean your room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, well, my dad thinks that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to haul in trash and make it worse.
Dump everything out. Make a giant mess.
Yeah. And then I'd also want to know what people are thinking.
We could, like, turn it on and off, right? It's not just, like,
oh, no, you look I would at always.
Something. What? Not, like, it every time.
Always.
I wouldn't want that. What if you're talking to somebody that, like, man, I hate this guy.
Then I could say, stick a fork in your arm. Stick a fork in your eye. Stick a fork in your eye. Stick a fork in your eye. Do you hear this guy telling me to stick a fork in my eye? Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just sitting here reading a magazine.
Just some random dude at like the doctor's office.
Uh-huh.
Just mess with people. That'd be kind of fun. Yeah.
That would be one of those slippery slope things where absolute power corrupts absolutely. There'd be just people walking, around crazy with forks in their eyes all over the place.
They'd go crazy for when they're just, fine!
Yep.
I'll do what you ask.
Not what I asked. You, I didn't say a thing. What else?
You could dye your hair and live long enough to become a villain.
Alright, let's go to sleep.
Hey.
You have your pick stick ready.
I have my pick stick ready. Do you know what we're going to sleep in tomorrow? And I want to get at work. But you really can't have my spot. Thanks for having a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
It sounded like you said put your healing hand on mommy's butt.
I did.
Take your glasses off. That's never a good idea to sleep with your glasses on. I'm putting them.
Unless they're
asleep. Yeah. I'll look around for some sleep-proof glasses.
Thanks.
Good night.